2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You're listening to the Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi. Presented by UCCU on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program. Scott's having a snack in the studio, and that's okay because he's we're watching our girlish figures these days.
It's a healthy snack.
I just want to bring something up, though. Scott made a snack for himself, and he didn't have a spoon, so he used a Sharpie out of his bag. Is that sanitary?
It's my Sharpie.
Scott's been vaccinated, and I feel like you just gave yourself the booster. When you're eating stuff off of your own Sharpie.
We're designed to deal with things. And
Scott's eating my food kids, off of his Sharpie.
It's like they'd lick the dirt.
You know what's funny?
Played in the dirt.
If somebody asked Scott for an autograph, he'd pull that Sharpie that he ate his lunch off of.
Well, that's what it's there for.
Oh, that's what it's there for.
It's the autograph Sharpie.
People want the autographs. Yeah. Just anytime, you better be ready for it. Hey, it's that time of the week, of course, where we are giving out some free stuff. So let's go ahead and do it. It's a Win Ticket Wednesday. Let's get to it.
This is your chance to win tickets.
Win.
It's a Win Ticket Wednesday. Caller number 12 right now at 855-340-ZONE. And you'll win tickets right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Okay, caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. You get two tickets to Dirty Honey and Mammoth WVH at the Complex on February 21st of next year. Don't miss your chance to see Wolfgang Van Halen at this up-close-and-personal environment as well. Tickets available at AXS.com. And this event has been brought to you by Live Nation. So there you go. Get those tickets right now, 855-340-ZONE, 855-340-ZONE, caller number 12. In the meantime, Scott, Kyle Whittingham is an interesting guy to try to figure out. We're trying to figure out if he wants to, I don't know, everybody's like helping him retire. They're like, hey, don't you want to retire at the even earlier than your contract has out for you? Wouldn't it be nice to ride off into the sunset? He's had to actually address this because people have been asking him about it.
No, I don't know who that was. I've heard a few things from people, and I'm having as good a time right now as I ever have, and so I'm not even contemplating that right now.
Whether he is or he isn't, he's not going to tell you. And it's all about recruiting. I know I say this all the time, but if you look at Utah and their schedule next year, and you look at their team next year, man, on paper Utah could be a better football team. They're certainly going to be experienced at some key positions, quarterback and some of these others. They're going to be really solid up front, defense and offensive line. But they're going to go play SEC schools. They're going to play Florida next year. And all that does is just it bolsters recruiting. So this is all about recruiting and about, you know, putting forth an image, a projection about your program. And right now, you know, Utah's one of the top programs in the Pac-12.
Right.
So you can't mess with that. Kyle Whittingham knows. It's like you know, when you're in politics, you always have the political answer. You always know how to answer. Like no one's gonna like trip you up, kind of thing. No one's gonna trip Kyle Whittingham up. He may retire tomorrow. He may go to Notre Dame. Who knows?
Does it make a difference?
You just don't talk about it.
If he's to retire early, does it make it like if they win the Rose Bowl, if they win the Pac-12 championship, and then they go on to the Rose Bowl and they win the Rose Bowl, is that do you think that's the kind of thing where he'd go, yeah, look, I don't think it's going to get any better than this, or does he go, I'm doing this again next year? Is he more apt to come back after ending the season if they do with a Rose Bowl win?
I think with anyone who's in a profession a long time, and especially in sports, where it's something that is so unique, it's so exciting. I mean, who goes to work and has 50, 60,000 people cheer for them or boo them? And who goes to work where millions of people follow what you do for a living? I mean, we have millions of people listen to our radio show. We understand how that is, but you it's fun. It's exhilarating. Everybody in the state of Utah that follows athletics and sports knows Kyle Whittingham's name. If he's retired, they don't care, right? And so when you're done, you're done. And that euphoria, that recognition, and they all can say, well, I don't care about that. They all care about that. It's nice to be, you know, your ego gets stroked, and it's nice for people to pay attention to you, and everyone feels that and likes that and whatever. But when it's over, it's over. So you see these coaches, you know, they get out of it because it's so high pressure, but then they want to get back in. They can't help themselves. And I don't know that Kyle is that guy or isn't that guy because he's not been faced with that decision.
I think you've told me that before. It's like, look, when he does retire, though, he's going to be
he
retired.
Claims that.
He's going to be retired.
But he's never been retired. He doesn't know what it really is like, and it may be hard for him. It was hard for me for a long time to watch football games, not because I wasn't interested or because I didn't like it. It was just like it just hurt too much. It's just like, man, I can't. I just want it, it's too close to my heart. It's too close to what I've been through, and so – when it's over for you, it's over. But the other thing about all of this is there are no guarantees about what's going to happen in the future for Utah football. I mean, you look at – you remember Jake Browning? He started as a freshman, you know. And
had an amazing sophomore year.
They go to the college football playoffs, and it's like they're just going to be back, you know. And that was the best they were.
Right.
You know, he
fell off a planet after the planet.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen with someone like Cam Rising, but you don't know. You look at these other quarterbacks in the Pac-12, and you thought, man, DTR was going to get a lot better. Really didn't. I mean
– Jaden Daniels, same thing.
Didn't, you know. And so you're like, nah. You kind of got to ride it when it's hot, and Utah has its opportunity today, and you're not promised anything in the future. One of the things that stuck with me the most, and it really sticks out, is Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl his second year in the NFL, and he goes, man, we thought we would go back every year. We thought we were that naive about how hard it is to win championships and get to a championship, And Utah's found it's hard to win a championship. So you get there, you do it. Yeah, it might not be a bad time to just say thank you very much. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. I'd rather just go out on a high note. And Kyle could very possibly do that, and it would be a great way to do it. Lincoln Riley showed up and woke up the Giant, and USC is not going to be long before it's going to be hard for anybody to win the Pac-12 except for them.
Scott's scaring all the Utah and Pac-12 fans out there.
They should be scared. I mean, y'all want USC to wake up and the Pac-12 to get relevance. It's USC.
And then you asked for it.
And the only one with relevance is going to be USC, and that's it.
Oof.
It's like, who else plays in the Pac-12? Who are the teams that are going to help USC get to the college football playoffs?
Yeah.
Because it sure as heck ain't going to be two Pac-12
teams. Come on, Jonathan Smith just signed a new contract, Scott.
Yeah.
Oregon State's on the up and up.
You're not going to see two Pac-12 teams in the college football. This is not going to happen.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.